Ghana has just become a lower middle income country with economic prospects coming out of an expanding services sector and oil and gas, you know, which we have plans, particularly the gas element, to turn into power within context of our own power plan, as well as you may be aware, regional and global initiatives, you know, such as Power Africa and our Compact 2 with the U.S., which we signed recently, which is focused heavily on the power or energy sector. So putting all this together, the economy was growing, suffered some setbacks. We are doing corrections. We just entered into an IMF program to consolidate those efforts. So going forward, we have plans certainly to grow the economy and in the near future, yes, hopefully become, you know, a powerhouse, but we will be complacent in describing ourselves as such at this stage.
For this year, what would you say are the biggest investment opportunities in Ghana, and how are you going about attracting international investors?
The biggest attraction for foreign investments, and I must say in particular U.S. investments, including giants like General Electric, are in the power sector, as I said. And to provide a context, Ghana discovered oil and gas, and we have two gas fields coming on stream. And we came up with a policy not to flare gas or to re-inject gas. And therefore, the state led the initiative with pipelines, followed by a power processing plant, you know, which has become operational. But we realized also that the investment opportunities are greater than the state alone. We have a number of private investors coming in, independent power producers in particular, to harness that gas and possibly also to do some refining. So LNG and gas are really the areas where we are focused. And let me mention in this context, as I said earlier on, that the biggest initiative is the Compact 2, the Millennium Challenge Corporation of the U.S., you know, which is leveraging that compact. But besides the power sector, there are opportunities in transportation in particular. Accra is uniquely placed to be a hub for transportation. We have seen the airline industry grow rapidly. Similarly, we are expanding our port facilities, which will provide barging and other opportunities over the Volta Lake for the landlocked countries. And alongside this, we have an expanding services sector. In fact, the largest sector of economy is services, contrary to the belief that it's natural resources. And we are beginning to see some serious engagements by multinational, particularly in the financial sector.
Now, these are really some great opportunities that you are listing here. So where do women fit in helping to grow Ghana's economy?
Yeah, thanks to a very early pragmatic education, women play a very active role. When you come to Ghana, there are women CEOs, women ministers. In fact, one of my deputies is a woman. And when you get to the SME sector, obviously, women dominate.
What would you say are the biggest challenges right now in your Partnership for Growth initiative?
We just finished a joint meeting in Accra, and it's been followed by the midterm assessment. I would say to date, it has been very beneficial. As you may be aware, it's not just about power. As I said, there is the finance element, which is focused on credit analysis, including some fiscal analysis, and the SME sector, which I alluded to earlier. And these are concrete projects. These are not just concepts. We're talking about very, very concrete projects along the whole value chain for power, you know, in particular. So it's a very productive engagement with the U.S., and we are proud to be one of only a few countries to be part of this initiative. So we look forward to enriching it through the assessment that is ongoing now.